You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Station. This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. From now until December 31st, qualified customers can receive a 10% discount on a new metal roof along with 0% financing, no payments, and no interest for an entire year.
Yeah, I think it's anytime you're at home and you're an underdog, it's you do something to play for a little bit. And I think you're really worried about, you know, all the whatever the underdog and whatever they set the line at. You know, it's us first in, regardless of put the ball down. It's going to be 0-0 for 60 minutes. We know we got to play a full game. So we got some great players over there, you know, some good, great coaches, and they've won the division for 5 years. So we got something that, you know, we need to, you know, go take. And, you know, it's going to be hard to do, but, you know, we're up for it.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Drake May in his press conference this week at Gillette Stadium with maybe my favorite quote from him all year. Certainly my favorite from a press conference. Something we got to go take from the Buffalo Bills Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Before we get to that, though, quick reminder, 4:30, QB under the tree, another autographed football signed by a current, like Drake May, or former Patriots quarterback, like Tom Brady. We gave that away yesterday. We've given away a lot of footballs. They're all pretty cool. Whether you want to keep it or re-gift it, be the cool uncle, pass it on to a kid, whatever. You should be listening at 4:30. You need to know the play call that they gave out this morning on the Greg Hill Show. And at 4:45, we'll have our weekly conversation on the phone this week with Andrew Razor Raycroft about the Bruins, the playoff-bound Bruins, it would seem. We'll have to ask him about that and much more at 4:45. But right now, we need to look at this battle, where I love the phrase that Drake May used, Fitzy. There's something we have to go take, which is interesting because you're at the top of the division. Right now, these standings, not past, I know the 5 years and everything that happened, but if that's the mentality this football team has, we got to go out on our home turf on Sunday and take what we believe is ours, what we want to achieve, qualify for the playoffs, win the division. I think that's impressive for a young football team. They're not resting on their laurels. Wow, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing if we split with the Bills. No, no, no. They want to go out and take the division. I think that's a great way to look at it, Fitzy.
I haven't heard, well, we're two games up on them in the division. I haven't heard we've got the tiebreaker. I haven't heard, well, last time we played them, it was in their house and we won. All I keep hearing is the right messaging. This, to me, is like the surest sign that whatever Mike Vrabel is preaching is getting home, and then it's getting into the hive, getting into the hive mind and the collective, and being shared. And that's exactly what you want to hear, because Buffalo is not coming to Gillette Stadium Sunday to hand deliver or serve underneath a cloche your first division championship in 5 years. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to wheel out a dinner cart and go, "Here you go, gentlemen. Congratulations on taking it from us." You're going to have to fight and battle your ass off to get the title on Sunday from them. And I think it's great. It's awesome messaging from the QB.
And if anything, Ted, you're going to have to probably play better than you played the first time, which admittedly, we didn't know the Patriots were good the first time these teams played. They were 2-2. They had a couple losses. They could have been 1-3, that Miami game, the whole thing. We didn't know who they were. And the Bills did help you out. The Bills did have some turnovers and penalties and the things that Curran just talked about. You're going to have to play better than you did the first time if you want to sweep the Buffalo Bills.
Hold on. ChatGPT, what is the definition of cloche?
I had no idea,
oh,
Ted.
Let's see. What does ChatGPT say? Cloche is the definition. Yeah, no. No, it's cooking and dining. Cloche is a well-shaped cover placed over a plate of food to keep it warm or to create a dramatic reveal when serving. They can be metal, glass, or ceramic.
Oh, those fancy silver things they put over, like, nice food in that Geico commercial that
that's
I watched?
That's it. Yep.
Learn something today, Fitzy.
I did not know that's a good word.
But closer to being smart.
So, as Tom Curran pointed out, the Patriots forced three turnovers. They were plus two in the turnover battle and still barely won a game.
Yeah.
So that running game that was so dominant for the Bills to start the season, well, they still have it. They're still the number one running attack, like rushing attack, like they were in week five. So, look, you know, it just they're going to learn something from that game. They're going to be better prepared. They're not going to be caught off guard like maybe they were in the first game. So the Bills, I feel like, you know, I feel like they lost a little bit of their mojo. I feel like they've kind of captured that.
Oh, yeah.
I think last week was, you know, a big win. So I think they're feeling themselves. So I think you're getting Buffalo at a time when, you know, the running game's still at working. The secondary's still one of the best secondaries. And I just think they're feeling themselves as a team. And they feel like, look, they're not ready to hand over the AFC East to the Patriots right now for the, you know, starting now for the next 10 years. They're going to have something to say about it on Sunday.
It's funny you bring that up because that was Dan Ball's question that he wanted to get into. Is this a one-off, Fitzy? Are we looking at, let's just say the Patriots go win on Sunday. They win the division. They get their hats, their T-shirts. Are we looking at a changing of the guard? You know, the Bills took, you know, accepted it, I guess, from the Patriots after Tom Brady left, and they get 5 years. Is this the next window in the AFC East? Are the Patriots set up to own the division for a significant period of time, or could this be a wake-up call for the Buffalo Bills where it's like, oh, you know what? We can't just let Josh Allen show up and play with who knows who and who knows what. And is this going to be like a feud that was brought up, a rivalry this week to Mike Vrabel, this rivalry? How do we feel? Short term is one thing. How do we feel where this is going long term between these teams?
Long term, you have a rivalry. I do not think this is a changing of the guard in any way, shape, or form. The Patriots took advantage of their schedule. Their development is way ahead of curve. And the Buffalo Bills have stumbled with what is largely perceived to be their clankiest roster over the last 5 years. Advantage Patriots. Next year, Buffalo's schedule may not be as difficult. Perhaps they will learn, because I know Bean does a great job drafting and developing drafting players for them, rather. I'm not sure if McDermott will be back, personally. I imagine they're going to lose Joe Brady, potentially to another opportunity, since his name continues to circulate as a head coaching candidate in the NFL. But I think Buffalo could very well fight back and take it next year. I'd love to watch them go back and forth and have a good rival and a great competitor, setting up Allen versus May as a great, I don't know, Kelly versus Marino, or a great QB dynamic and rivalry for the next 10 years. But I don't think, I just personally don't think this is like, and thus begins a new 7-year run for the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I agree, Fitz. As long as Josh Allen's there, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
So as much as we like to kind of talk in those terms, they're not going anywhere. I am curious. Do we trust, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, do you like your general manager? Because he was under fire big time this summer.
Oh yeah.
For not putting enough weapons around Josh. Is it, you know, do we think he's a capable general manager? And if not, I mean, that's a good sign for the Patriots, but a lot of people there aren't the biggest fans of their front office and really building a team around a special quarterback It feels as if I think the fans are down on him.
Yeah, it definitely. And I forget whether it was McDermott or the GM that was on the radio in Buffalo and they were asking, and he got really defensive.
It was Bean.
General
manager,
really defensive. And if you look at the expected cap space, which plays, it's not the be-all, end-all, because we know the NFL salary cap is sort of, you know, you it's crap. F with it and move it. Yeah, it is crap. You're right. Yep. But it's a number we have right now to work with. The expected cap space this offseason for the New England Patriots, $49 million they head into the offseason with. The Buffalo Bills, negative $2.9 million. So they don't have a lot of money, and that goes into the GM, like building and making decisions. Free agents for the Bills, Joey Bosa, Matt Milano, Tre'Davious White will be free agents on that defense.
Matt Milano.
Matt Milano is a key player for them on that defense.
He keeps getting hurt, though.
And offensively, they continue to try to find receivers, and they can't find – it's kind of similar to the Patriots. They can't find that go-to guy. I know Shakir, he kind of likes or whatever.
Are you surprised they let go of Matt Collins?
With what they have, yes. Yeah. But Keon Coleman has not developed into what they thought he was, and the Patriots were interested in him, if my memory is correct. So, yeah, no, it's interesting. Both of these teams, I think, have a lot of work to do in the offseason. And Fitzy, you're right. In New England, we at least know who's doing the work, right? It's Mike Vrabel's the head coach. Mike Vrabel runs the personnel department. In Buffalo, new stadium, is the window closing on this era? Do you have a new coach, a new offensive coordinator? I will throw a name out there that is going to be available, that Brian Daboll, right? The best of times. We've lived it here in New England. Josh McDaniels leaves, and then he comes back.
I don't think he's the head coach.
Okay, so maybe the OC for somebody.
Kinda
I don't
like
know.
Josh. Come back and just be the OC. I think they need. I just don't think McDermott is the best head coach for Josh. But if you bring in a coordinator like Daboll, I think you can live with McDermott as the head coach.
I also think McDermott fits. He needs, and I don't know if he doesn't have one or needs a stretch. He is weird in game. Sometimes it's like he freaks out. Clock management, timeouts. It's like it starts going too fast for him, and he doesn't know how to react, Fitzy.
I'm not a big fan of McDermott at all.
He's wound up tight, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's humorless. I just, you know, this is just a small, soft off point. But back to that 2021 game, Andy, where the Patriots ran the ball but every play but three in the game. And then afterwards, McDermott was addressing the media, and there was that overhead speaker thing going on, and everyone else thought it was funny. But McDermott, you know, didn't. Obviously, he was also frustrated by the way his team played and the fact that they lost that night. I just don't see, you know, I bet Josh Allen, see so many Joshes, so little time. I bet he would love for Daboll to come back. And I almost wouldn't wonder if he wouldn't appreciate Daboll coming back as, you know, head coach / play caller. Maybe he learns. I don't know what he may have learned from his experience in New York. Probably don't bet on Daniel Jones to complete a season, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's change this offseason, especially if they don't make the playoffs. Now, they should at least win 11 games and make it to the wild card, be like the 5 or 6 seed. But if they miss, goodbye.
Especially in a year in which the AFC is down.
Oh my God! Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, this is, to me, I think Fitzy's onto something. I mean, to me, if I'm the owner, I'm like looking at this team critically and with an eye towards, if they don't get it done this year, then we got to do something. You don't do an overhaul, but you make some changes that are significant.
And especially, I haven't looked at the strength of schedule comparisons, but only 3 of their games is different than yours.
Right.
You're in the same division. You guys are playing the same basic games. So your schedule is not the hardest schedule you've ever had in Buffalo. The playoff competition is potentially down. So there's a lot of factors. This is going to be a disappointing season. Okay, so we looked at it kind of from the Buffalo, but what about the team here? What about the team that can win the division for the first time in 5 years or 6 years on Sunday? There's a lot of potential changes for this team, right? Like, I don't think this is a team that you're just going to run it all right back, right? You're going to have money, and you're going to look to upgrade in a number of places, I would think.
Yes and no.
Decisions to be made.
More than 2/3 of the team has been overhauled already this year. So I don't know if you're not going to do the same overhaul next year.
Let me give you an example. Yeah. Steph Diggs. His contract gets weird after this. There's not a lot of guaranteed money. It was kind of a one-year deal. We'll figure it out.
Are you saying, do you commit to him?
Do you marry him?
I mean,
do you see what's out there for free agents, trade wide receivers?
I would.
See, that's change.
Can you have both? Can we keep Steph Diggs and go get a big name free agent? I think, look, if Steph can get through the whole season and we don't, they don't have any issues.
Yep.
Then I think he's passed the test. Then you give him, a 2-year deal extension, and then see how it goes next year. But I think you keep Steph, but then you go get another. He's not really a number one. He doesn't solve your number one. And it is interesting. Does Josh want a number one? Does Mike, now that he looks at how the team has played, does he want a number one surefire wide receiver that you just go to? I mean, part of what makes Drake good is that you don't know who he's going to highlight from week to week in different situations. So you can't necessarily game plan against the Patriots.
Can I try to answer that, though, with a little bit of history? Experiences for those two guys you just brought up, Josh and Vrabel. So Vrabel, if you believe the narrative, everything hit the fan in Tennessee when they traded A.J. Brown away, right? Yeah. They lost their number one. They tried to replace him. Didn't work. And the first thing, or one of the first things Josh did when he arrived in Vegas, was trade for Devontae Adams. So both of them would have seemingly views of how important a number one wide receiver could be.
Yeah.
Moving forward, Fitzy, Stephon Diggs. Do you think Stephon Diggs is here for the long haul, or would the Patriots have a new number one wide receiver next year for this little long-term approach thing?
I don't see A.J. Brown and Stephon Diggs being able to share the mantle.
What'd you say?
I do not believe Stephon Diggs and A.J. Brown will be able to play nice and get along copacetically, sharing the mantle of wide receiver one, alpha, the man. You're the man now, dog. I don't. And if Mike Vrabel really wants a reunion with A.J. Brown, that could very well come at the expense of Steph Diggs. I'm sure he'd probably say, hey, I got my 23 mil. I rehabbed my image. Thanks so much, guys. And he and Cardi B can go put some smoke on some other franchise on his final deal. But the A.J. Brown thing is certainly no guarantee. You don't even know if Vrabel's going to want the reunion with him as well. There is a chance that they might just say, hey, guys, things are working really well. Last thing. You have to wait and see. We have to obviously see the way the rest of the season plays out. I'm with you, Ted, 100%. This complement of receivers, backs, and tight ends, and the distribution from Drake May has been brilliant. Brady-esque, McDaniels has got him dishing the dime everywhere. But over the last couple of games and into the postseason, if a lack of a true go-and-get-it, like, this is my guy I can throw to in the clutch, hurts the Patriots, I wonder if they then wouldn't address it in the offseason.
Let me ask you guys this. You two, behind the glass there, too. You jump in on this. Would you rather have one wide receiver who's in the top 10, or would you rather have four wide receivers who are in the top 50, like the Patriots do currently have right now, which is four receivers graded in the top 50 wide receivers in the NFL?
I'm taking the four.
Me too. Me too.
I'm taking the one.
Partly, a lot of people would take the one. I come from an old school where I think it's better if you have more options as opposed to just one. Because what if that one great receiver gets hurt?
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah,
then screwed. We lose. Mm-hmm. But what if that one great receiver has a great postseason? Then we go to the Super Bowl, and I also will lean on my guy Drake May to make whatever the next four guys good enough.
Just so people understand what I'm saying, is the Patriots this year have four wide receivers that are in the top 50. According to PFF, as far as grades on wide receivers versus last year, they didn't have any. And so it just shows you that there's depth and there's versatility on this wide receiver group that they didn't have before. And so it's just an interesting kind of debate. Do you want one great one or four pretty damn good ones?
Okay, well, Tim wants to debate it. Tim in Hanover has a thought on a number one wide receiver. What's up, Tim?
I've been saying and crying for that all along. Ted, you're so right, man. We need a number one, and the other one we need is the number one guy that's a lineman. I'm telling you right now, after that, we can pluck and pick, but we got some good wide receivers that can complement the one and the two.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. I know he has three Super Bowl rings, and I know he played for the team.
He meant Andy, yeah.
But no, I think he meant, I don't know what he meant, but he said Ted took the four.
I did.
Okay.
He just, he didn't hear that part.
I'm very worried about you.
Andy
what you're
said
saying.
That.
Ted, you're so right.
Yeah. Just
maybe, maybe Tim enjoyed a quick stop by Uno's or TGI Fridays for an early pop on a Thursday,
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It feels good when somebody says, Ted, you're so right.
He said it with like passion. Yeah, conviction, emphasis.
And then Ted, you're so right. Here's Andy's point.
All right, let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Derek in New Hampshire. Is Ted right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, thank you, Derek.
Yes.
What do you got on Diggs?
I was just calling because,
I actually saw last night Stephon Diggs' YouTube. He actually posted a video, and it really highlighted how he's changed his thoughts and, you know, who he is as a player. And it truly seems like he has truly changed. He's gotten older, like he was saying in the video, and how his goals are set now, and he has a plan on what he wants to do. I'd highly recommend going to check that out, because it's a cool insight to what he's thinking and what he's doing now.
All right, thanks for the call, Derek. And Curran brought that up. Like, yeah. We all age. We all mature. We all have experiences, right. And then look back on and be like, you know what? Probably shouldn't have done that. That was not the best idea. So
you're getting him in maybe at the right time in his life, yeah, where, yeah, you know, you look at, you know, if we were to call people from Buffalo and we asked them, what do you think about Steph Diggs? Like, you know what? Enjoy him now, but eventually he's going to, okay. And then we call Minnesota. Hey, what do you guys think of Steph Diggs? Hey, enjoy him now, but you know what? This might be the time he might actually grow up, figure out his issues, and not be the same player he was at those other two stops, because he's figured it out.
But the flip side, Fitzy, is, and I know we're up against, we'll go quick, but Fitzy, he's not a true number one. He's your number one. Like, you're not putting him up against Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson.
Well, was Deion Branch, like, how many number, you know, back in your day, Ted, how many teams would he have been a number one on?
Yeah, I don't think a lot.
No, and that's why he wanted number one money, and Bill kicked him to the curb.
But which was a huge mistake, and then the Brady got him back a couple of years later. Deion Branch on the 06 Patriots. They have four Super Bowls, no doubt. But he's your number one, and what matters most is that he works for this team now. And again, you cannot quantify what he has brought in terms of spirit, dynamics, and leadership. No doubt. And I'm sure everyone on that team would probably tell you as much.
Yep.
Steven, John, the rest of you lining up, 617-779-7937. We'll get to you after the break. We will also have QB Under the Tree up next here on WEEI Afternoons. We're giving away another Patriots autographed football.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dan Ball.
This kind of feels like a song that pairs with eggnog, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We could use some eggnog here. But we do have a Christmas tree, and under that tree is a gift, so it feels like a time to give something away, Stiz.
Folks. It's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My voice squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. Caller number 10 right now, 617-931-0937. The contest line. If you know the play that Greg Hill gave out this morning on the Greg Hill Show, you're going to get yourself an autographed Patriots football. Ted Johnson's going to make his way over the tree. He's going to grab said football, unwrap it. He gets violent and loud. This is one of my favorite parts of this contest. He loves to rip apart the fancy wrapping paper. And I am going to remind you that customers can order their premium freshly cut tree, setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. Get at it. Get at it. He must have been fun as a kid. What do you got there?
What's that say? I can't read it. What's that say?
That says it has the number one, so I believe it says Cam Newton. One.
Cam Newton.
Mr. Fool's Gold, not get it good enough for the Colts himself, Cam Newton, an autographed football. The former, remember, no snark aside, right? Like he went to a Super Bowl, he won an NFL MVP, Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick. You're talking about one of the great athletes in the football field of the last, 25 years or so?
He no doubt, and one of the biggest human beings. I don't know if you've ever stood next to him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But he won a national championship, right, at Auburn?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So, sure did. Look, decorated career, a dynamic player, very unique player. So that's a cool gift, man, for Christmas.
I'm going to remind people again, it's 617-931-0937. You're calling the wrong number. Please call the right number if you want a football. We're giving it away. It's Cam Newton. I have a quick Cam Newton question for you, Ted, since you are our fashion guy, before we get back to the phone lines and the Patriots. All the stuff he wears on TV and has worn over his career, does he own all this stuff, or is there like a place you rent it and then like give it back, like keep the tags hidden and send it back?
But, that's not the craziest question in the world, because you realize I think there are celebrities that borrow jewelry to go do the Oscars and in the Golden Globes.
Yeah, all these hats. Does he have a big closet with every one of these hats?
No, I think he does. I think he owns the clothes. Okay. I don't think he wear clothes and then give them back. I think jewelry, you can do that, but clothes.
I've even heard it with dresses. I think that women, maybe not at the celebrity level, but a little below.
You know what? You're right. I do. You're right. He doesn't have his own clothing line, though. You would think, as much as he is into fashion, Fitzy, that he would maybe go down his own clothing line direction, right?
Yeah, but he could very well have a deal with some sort of like clothing, a high-end clothing store, you know, someplace that, you know, that sells the good stuff. And like they just, Andy, they do those loner type of things with like, because he's wearing suits and fancy ensembles and stuff.
They give those back? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a lot of stuff to wear once on TV.
He's not making crazy money. Don't forget, he also said that he feels badly that he's not as rich as he used to be, so he can't be, quote, Superman and get anything that any of his seven kids want at all times now.
Can I just real quick about the fashion? Sometimes I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense. Like, sometimes I get, you know, there's certain things that you see on the alcohol. Oh, I understand what they're trying to do there. I don't understand what he's trying to do with a lot of the fashion stuff.
I never get it. So that's the difference between two of us. So let's go to the phone lines. Michael in Epping, New Hampshire. Michael is the owner of a brand new new Cam Newton autograph football. Michael, are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
I can feel it. Are you going to keep it or are you going to re-gift it?
I'll keep it. It shows the change of a guy.
Absolutely, right. Michael. Congratulations.
I thought it was effing New Hampshire.
That's what I heard, too.
That's a swear.
Where is Epping? Where is that Bing, New Hampshire, Michael? Where is that?
It's just west of Exeter.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Gotcha. West of Exeter. Nice job, Michael. Where's congratulations. No, we weren't going down the geography line, okay. And we were going to cut that off. He's excited. He's got an MVP, a Super Bowl participant, a Heisman Trophy winner. And at the end of this segment, we will give away the play call for tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show, when they'll give away another football. I believe it's the last football they'll be giving away in our QB Under the Tree contest over these 2 weeks.
Second to last one. We will give away the last one tomorrow.
Oh, okay. We will. Perfect. I love it. I'm very excited here. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tyler in Manchester, New Hampshire. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys, I was just following up on the number one receiver conversation, and I like the balance that we have right now. And I was thinking if we could go out either in the draft, find somebody, obviously not maybe as good as Brock Bowers, but there's a lot of these tight ends. They don't grow on trees, but there's some really good ones coming out now. Bowers, McBride, players like that. If we had someone like that, I feel like it would really open up our offense really well and just keep the balance on the receivers the way it is. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I love it.
Thanks for the call, Tyler.
I'm a big tight end guy.
This is a call back to Tyler Warren from last year.
That's who I wanted. I wanted Tyler Warren. And how's he doing?
He's fine. Yeah, he's good. He's fine.
Killing it right
but
now.
But Will Campbell's also good. So, we got what
we
need.
Oh, no. They did fine. Right.
But I think he's right. Doesn't it feel like there's more of these guys coming into the league now?
But Tyler is almost kind of a throwback. I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
Who did the guy he said? The guy from
Trey McBride.
Bowers in. McBride's great, too. I mean, you're right. That's another great name. But Bowers, he went to Georgia. He's with the Raiders. He looks like a receiver. It's almost like these tight ends. Kincaid looks like a receiver to me, not a tight end.
Oh, absolutely.
So, can you get that profile of tight end that's out there that almost looks like a receiver but is plays tight end?
Yeah.
Fancy, give me that kind of guy all day.
Yeah, you don't even have to grab him. In the first round, you could have also grabbed Colston Loveland, who's having a good season.
Great season.
But you could have waited a round or two. I forget exactly where he was drafted. Maybe the best of the rookie bunch has been Harold Fannin Jr., the kid from Bowling Green who had 170 receptions last year. He's been crushing it. He's been arguably the best player on offense for the Browns this year.
Yeah, I think there are more of these guys coming up to the NFL level. Like, feels like every year there's 2, 3, 4, 5 of these guys that you think can be pretty good pass catchers, volume pass catchers. And I don't hate the idea of giving Drake May one of those. Hunter Henry is having another great year. But
he's long
how much longer,
tooth.
Hunter? I don't mean
quick,
to disrespect you.
And Fitzy, Colston Loveland, 10th overall pick.
Oh, yeah.
He went before Tyler Warren.
Oh, he did.
Which
was
a shock.
Yep. Yeah, so they invested. The Colts and the Bears both invested heavily. Interestingly, the Bears invested after already having Cole Kmet, and the Raiders invested in Brock Bowers after already having Michael Mayer, the kid out of Notre Dame. So a lot of these teams are investing some high capital in this tight end position. 617-779-7937.
Colston Loveland is 21 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. He's playing in the NFL and he's 21 years
old. Living the good life. Imagine pairing up a guy like that with 23-year-old Drake May and being like, hey, how about for the next 15 years, you guys just kick ass and take names. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Steven in Boston. What's up, Steven?
Yeah, so I just wanted to comment on the receivers. I think between Diggs and Booty, we really have a 1A and 1B. And, when you get Douglas on these wheel routes and, your safety blanket with Henry, it's looking really good, and it's exceeding expectations. I mean, Steph Diggs has been a leader, but I don't know what you guys think of a player like Isaiah Likely. I know he's had a tough last couple weeks, but going after him, I know he's going to command some big money. But that's just my thoughts. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Steven. Fitzy, he's a guy that I think you brought up, bringing him home to the area, right? He's going to be a free agent for Baltimore.
That's right. Jason Tatum was actually down and visited the Ravens at practice recently. I'm not sure exactly. Oh, I think the Celtics were down playing the Wizards or something. Anyway, Tatum went up to Ravens practice, and I was wondering if maybe he was laying down a little positive Boston sports scene intel, because Likely is a local kid. He will be a free agent next year. I imagine they keep Hunter around. Hoop could be gone, and Likely would be a great addition to this offense. We joked earlier in the week about how he just can't finish his touchdown catches. He's got 3 highly controversial ones over the last year plus, but no doubt he's dynamic.
Is there is it Forgive me, because I didn't see this last one. But yeah. Is there a little bit of a boneheadedness in his game?
I didn't love possibly. The just holding it out.
Right.
He tried to big brother it. Fitzy and I talked about this. Mike Williams at USC, their great receiver, used to love to do that because he was bigger than the corners. He would just like hold it up like he's – like put the ball away and score the touchdown.
Right.
You don't have to look cool and hold it out in your hands.
So that's kind of, you know, makes me a little nervous.
A little bit, but he can play. He would be a nice addition. Yeah. But again, we don't know how he would fit with everybody else.
He went to high school at Everett and Malden. So both of them, I guess.
Sure, let's go.
I'm sure he at least lived with one of them. It's funny how that works. Everett's got people that play for whatever. We're not going to go down that road. Different time,
great
different school. Let's go back to Jeff in the car. How wrong is Andy? We're about to find out. What's up, Jeff? Jeff? Oh, Jeff.
Yeah, he had a chance.
They say, how wrong is Andy, and then not be there.
Please call back.
That is awful. 617-779-7937. Let's get one more call in. Dan in Fairleigh, Vermont. Ted, don't ask any questions.
Never
just
heard
listen.
Of
thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, buddy.
Good. Love your show. I was just wanted to comment about Kyle Williams. He seems like he makes a couple good plays here and there. But he doesn't really seem to be a big part of their offense, and I'm just wondering why that is.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Ted, you want to handle that one?
You know, I can theorize. I don't know the exact answer. He's not picking up the offense as fast as he needs to. That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, I look at the kid and I go, okay, he gets off the line fast. He's got good break out of his cut. I don't know. Does he know where to line up? Does he know the offense? Can he read the defense like the quarterback does and make adjustments in his routes, you know, from after the snap? I don't know that to be the case. And that's usually why you don't see players playing in Josh McDaniels' offense. If they have the ability and they're not playing, it's usually because they can't pick up the nuance of what Josh is trying to teach them.
Can I just theorize?
It's not fair to say because I don't know, but that was what I would surmise.
I was just going to say, I don't know. Diggs has played more than we thought. Mac Hollins has been pretty good. Booty's been pretty good.
Yeah,
Douglas has
right.
There's not all these openings.
And they covet wide receivers that can block on the edges. And usually rookie wide receivers, that takes them a while to figure that part out.
All right. Before we get to the break and Razor from Nesson, I got to call a play call. We'll see what Ted thinks of this one. He hasn't been too complimentary on some of these play call names. The play call you need to have tomorrow morning to win a Patriots autographed football is Charlie 12. That's Charlie 12, Ted Johnson.
I love it. Name my son, boy. Come on, Charlie. Love Charlie 12.
Charlie 12 is the play call you need on the Greg Hill Show tomorrow morning for QB Under the Tree. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our weekly chat with Andrew Razor Raycroft, a little Bruins talk up next here on WEEI.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
EEI. Back here at WEEI Afternoons, coming up on our weekly chat here with Andrew Raycroft. Boston Bruins, currently tied for second in the Atlantic with 36 points, have a three-game winning streak, 6-4 in their last 10, plus 5 goal differential. They look like a, I don't know, Fitzy, borderline playoff team, these Boston Bruins. Certainly don't look like a borderline number one overall pick team right now.
To me, Andy, and while we certainly are a ways away from the Stanley Cup playoffs, we have to always remember to brand it correctly. They look way better than I think any of us would have given them credit preseason. And then after the first couple of games, a couple of winning streaks later, and Marco Sturm and Morgan Geeky, one of the toasts of the town, really have the bees humming.
And they're getting healthy. I think they have found their stride. Ted and I were talking a little bit about it yet the other day. Just the big bad Bruins are actually kind of the big bad Bruins. And it's kind of working in the year 2025, which is
kind of snickered at.
Yeah, and I was a little bit
I just, when Cam was talking that talk at the beginning of the season that they were going to be, you know, gritty, tough, physical, grimy type team, I'm like, dude, come on, Cam, it's 2025, they don't want to play like that anymore. So it's been impressive to see the team that he envisioned and said it would be.
And they've gotten by with Pasta injured. He's mm-hmm. back in the lineup playing with the third line, but he's back on the ice and healthy. And now Charlie McAvoy is being activated, apparently with some sort of steel plate in his jaw. Stiz, you were impressed by that?
These hockey players are a different breed.
Tougher than football, right?
I'm telling you. Ask me when Ted leaves.
All right,
no, but yeah, they're crazy how tough they are.
Let's go to the guest line for our weekly chat with Andrew Razor Raycroft. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Raycroft, how we doing?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Are hockey players tougher than football players?
Different tough. Different tough.
good right? answer.
Like football guys, you know, we would probably, like, you're in a bar with football guys, hockey guys would try them, but the math and the size, we would be a little overwhelmed, but we also get hit with pucks. So, you might be able to take a few more. But no, the football and hockey guys, like Teddy probably has talked to, like, we respect each other in toughness. No one else is tougher than us. We know that.
No doubt.
We're the kings of the hill.
And I will say this. I think hockey, I think the Stanley Cup is harder to achieve than the Lombardi. I think it's a more difficult gauntlet of the playoffs. I mean, you got 3-7 game series before you even get to the Stanley Cup. That's insane to me. So from that standpoint, I think hockey's tougher than football. I do.
So Charlie McAvoy is activated. That's kind of where this came from, activated with apparently a plate of some sort in his jaw. Pasta gets back on the ice. Did the team get past these injuries, and are now they rounding into a healthy form at the right time here?
Yeah, I'd like to give it another week and let these guys ramp up to full health. Of course, Charlie's going to be a little rusty tonight, dealing with the face. So let's say if they stay through this, through the rest of the road, give them the next two games on the road trip. If they get home and they're the same way, then yes, they've gotten through. Of course, they're 6-4. Without Matt, in the last 10 games, they've been able to keep their head above water. They've got the best record, guys. Since I saw this today, I hadn't really put much thought into it, but they have the best record in the Eastern Conference since their 7 of 8 losses in late October. So there's a lot to be said of how they've been able to do that without McAvoy and David for a pretty big chunk of that time.
And funny little factoid about the Bruins as well. Only one team in the NHL has no overtime losses. Your Boston Bruins, which is pretty telling as well. Just more, though, on the magical carpet ride that is Morgan Geeky this year. How does it ever come to be, Razor, that somebody can be several years into their career and not only just gradually improve, but like outright blossom into an all-around superstar like this?
It doesn't happen too often, especially anymore. The young kids come out and they're just superstars at 18, 19, the Macklin Celebrinis and the Connor Bedards of the world. So for Morgan, I think the situation for him has been, he's always been able to shoot it. He's always had great offensive instincts. He just hasn't been able to crack a top six. Whether it was in Seattle, when he first came to Boston, he would be on the top six sometimes, but I'm not sure if the teams he's been on and the coaches have really had conviction. I don't think Jim Montgomery really believed that he was a top six guy. And now, and since Montgomery left and basically the Bruins were in a situation last year when Morgan stepped into the top six in the end of November, where they were pretty desperate at that point. And he hit connection with David Pastrnak, who, of course, we know is the top five player on the planet. And when you get confidence and when you get chemistry with a guy like that, you can really show off your offensive abilities. I think that's what Morgan Geeky's done. He's taken that ability. And now everybody knows he has the hardest shot. He still had the hardest shot 18 months ago. He just wasn't able to let it rip. He didn't have enough opportunities, and now he's getting those.
Okay, Razor, I know it's still a ways away, the trade deadline, but I'm curious what you think, what part of this roster could be upgraded at the trade deadline and why?
I think it's the back end. I think you've got huge contributions from Jonathan Aspero, from Victor Soderstrom just comes up. They've gone through the 10D that we've talked about, and they've had big minutes and a great job from those guys. I think, unfortunately, though, and as I say that, I think there's 20 other teams that would say the exact same thing. So there's not a lot of guys out there, but that right-handed shot defensive, still elusive. I think if they could find a way, I think if they were looking for someone at the deadline and they were in the position they are at that time still, I think you're looking for depth on the back end.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons. Frazier Minton, a guy they added at the trade deadline. The growth we've seen from him from then till now, what do you think of that? And do you think it's sustainable? Is there more room for more growth? What are your thoughts on Minton?
It's sustainable, and there's tons of more room. I think I've seen him score 2 goals the other night. Like, can he become a top six guy? Can he be a top six centerman where if you're that guy, you're required to get 55, 60 points minimum? I think a great example for him is Charlie Coyle. He's easily going to be a Charlie Coyle, which is an unbelievable career, unbelievable player. But can he elevate offensively just a little more than Charlie to become that solid second line center? I think that's the one question I have, but without a doubt, his sustainability, his mind is going to bring him. If he isn't the second line, he's one of the best third line centers when he gets to his prime.
So Razor, seems as though when it comes to the Olympic rink, they're experiencing some delays with issues. There's issues with size, some construction delays. And it's December, and I'm already watching promos on NBC for the Olympics. So do you think this impacts the tournament? And how does the league feel about the fact that there are potential rink issues?
The league is not happy. The league is definitely not best friends with the IOC and the double IHF and all those governing bodies that we know are as corrupt as any organization in the entire planet.
More than FIFA?
They're right there. They're right there with those guys. There's a lot of concern. There is a lot of concern. I think we've seen this over the years where this kind of panic happens and they paper mache the thing together and they get through the 2 weeks and you never think about it again. But what's added the wrinkle to this is somehow they screwed up the size of the ice. And I don't think that's, you know, again, that's not the complete game breaker that players won't go, but it just goes to show the ineptitude and the fact that the league has to deal with this doesn't sit well with them. And but the players are going to go. They want to go. They collectively bargain this. They want to go. I think the league would shut the whole thing down if they could right now. But for the players, this is an important milestone for the guys that can play.
All right, Razor, before we let you go, you know I love to put you on the spot and just ask for a prediction tonight. Winnipeg, what happens?
Ooh, well, Winnipeg's really struggling. No Connor Hellebuck. You talk about the USA starting goalie in the Olympics. It would have been nice to see Swayman and him go at it. Instead, we're going to see Korpisalo go on the road. He's 0-3 in his last three. I think he's good for a bounce back tonight. He's going to have a good start. He's been playing well. So it's going to be low score. It's going to be low scoring, kind of a gross night, Thursday night, Winnipeg, let's say 4-2 with an empty net or Bruins.
These are probably the toughest questions he has to answer every time. I love it.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's hard.
Impossible.
I know.
Also, Razor, tonight apparently the Stadium Series alternate jerseys are being revealed for the Bruins and the Lightning. We know how much you love an alternate jersey. What are these going to look like? And also, whose idea was it to play hockey outdoors in Tampa?
Well, it's going to be, we were talking about the other day, it better be a little chilly down there. Cause we could have rink issues like they have in Milano right now down in Tampa in another 2 months as well. With alternate jerseys, my guess is the kids think they're awesome. I think better than Tampa's. How about that?
All right, I'll take it. I think I'm going to like it if it's bright. I like the orange Anaheim jerseys, so I'm
of course
anything
you would.
Bright. Yep, that's what I like. So, orange. Razor.
And they're right in time for Christmas, gang. Imagine how they did
about that.
Walking right out of the gift shop at Walt Disney. Same idea.
Perfect. All right, Razor, enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Razor.
Love it, guys. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
See you, Razor. So am I presuming these are like all gold jerseys or something? Like completely?
I'd be curious.
Well, like the logo for the Stadium Series is a big pirate ship, obviously, in the ocean. And I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of potential nautical theme to it. I don't know. Again, it doesn't usually freeze in Tampa. Like the whole, like this could be a disaster. It could be a comedic disaster, but.
But they'll sell some jerseys. Now on BruinsProShop.com or whatever the hell their website is. 617-779-7937 if you want to text or join the conversation. Coming up on 5 o'clock here, got to talk a little drive time. Drake May, Josh Allen, Patriots, Bills. We'll get into that. And 24 hours later, how is Ted Johnson feeling about Pete Alonso playing for the Orioles and the Red Sox getting, quote, creative to figure out how to add bats? That's up next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.